It's time for What's Up with Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.
Welcome back, Prime Minister. How are you?
Oh, morena. I'm great, thank you. I'm great. It's good to be back.
It's lovely to have you on the program again. What a lot of things are happening at the moment.
Oh, all of the things, but that's just the nature of the job.
Exactly. One of the things which is at the forefront of a lot of media coverage is who gone done leaked Simon Bridges' travel expenses.
Yes.
And there are good arguments to be made for it being either side of the house or also just a mistake. Now it turns out Simon Bridges has requested for a high court inquiry as to where the information come from. Do you think this is a good idea, or is it kind of Streisand affecting how much money is being spent?
Well, I kind of, you know, certainly there's no chance it's ever going to come our way. As I said yesterday, you know, we don't get the opposition's information. And just for a bit of context, it actually gets publicly released. It gets publicly released on Thursday, tomorrow.
Right.
So it's always going out there, and that's why we get copies of it. So we get a breakdown of all of our own expenses. So we see ours before they go out, and they see theirs. Of course,
right.
We don't get sent theirs because we don't need to be forewarned, but it will become public anyway. So I saw assurances from the team who put this information out there, which is within Parliamentary Services and Ministerial Services, that the information never came to us. They confirmed that, and they confirmed that basically it goes to the Speaker, who's, you know, Parliament's an officer of Parliament,
mm-hmm.
so acts impartially, and they sent it to the opposition. So from my perspective, it's really, if they wish for there to be an inquiry, that's their call, and it's a decision for the Speaker. It really doesn't have too much to do with us.
Well, that's fair enough, but it's certainly not going to take it out of any column inches anytime soon. It's going to make
not necessarily, I guess, because I always find with these things, they often find it difficult, I guess, to really pin down what happened.
Yeah.
And so there'll probably be all that speculation that comes with it. But I feel I've got plenty of big things to manage without worrying too much about what's happened over there.
Oh, absolutely. on a personal level, being the leader of a party, when you first got your expenses sheet back for the first time, was it surprising at all? Did you go, oh gosh, I had no idea it cost that much?
Absolutely, I did. In fact, my team will remember the moment when I saw that first readout. So, I became leader of the opposition, and that means that you are, because they put, particularly around elections, they put a bit more security around you,
right.
So they like you to use particular vehicles and stuff like that. And I remember when I did get the readout of that first quarter where I was leader, I was astounded
right.
at how much it was costing. For some reason, the leader of the opposition gets charged at a higher rate than ministers do when they use cars.
Gosh, that's interesting.
Quirk of the system. Quirk of the system. But I do remember thinking, I've got to make some changes. This is extraordinary. And so, look, obviously since then I've become Prime Minister, but I do try and I do things like jump in the back of the security car from time to time, encourage ministers to use vans. We used vans twice last week for a few announcements where there are a few of us involved. There are ways we can keep that cost down, and I'm constantly reminding our team to try and do that.
Well, perhaps that'll be happening on the opposition side now as well after this.
It's all up to us to try and be, to try and make sure that we're really responsible. We're in these privileged jobs. We need to be mindful of that.
Speaking of jobs with a degree of privilege, or not so much, the teachers' strike, which is happening today. What are your feelings with regards to that?
Yeah, I mean, we've obviously, I feel a little bit like, obviously, we've been in 9 months that we've come in, and there's been a huge build-up of pressure, it's up to us to release that pressure valve. We came in midway through the negotiations with the nurses, and I'm really pleased that we've managed to resolve that. With the teachers, again, some of the issues that they've been raising are legitimate. The ones we raised all the way through opposition, and as soon as our first budget tried to work through, so we've funded extra teachers, increased funding for schools, operational funding, put in a significant amount into special needs education, and got rid of national standards, because that actually was putting a huge burden in terms of paperwork and workload
right.
on teachers as well. But there's, of course, pay to resolve. We had one offer on the table, and unfortunately, from our perspective, the teachers decided to strike. I'd rather be negotiating, but we will be again. Obviously, we will be soon, and I'm feel confident we can get there. Keep in mind, the first offer that was made was double what the teachers over that same period received under the last government. So, I am confident.
A lot of people feel there's been quite a long period of neglect, and I guess the fear is that as a career, being a teacher is no longer looked at the way it used to be.
That's not good for anyone. No. We want it to be attractive. So yes, that's about pay, but it's also about the workload.
Yeah.
And one of the things that you say that I hear all the time is there's a lot more administrative work than there was before. It's about non-contact time. It's about professional development. We've got to make sure we're mindful of all of those things.
Do you think it's something that can be fixed within your tenure, making being a teacher an attractive career path again?
I certainly hope so. Yes, we've got to address all of the things about the day-to-day job, but I think it's also about talking as well and creating a culture where we value our teachers. I know it's a small thing, but I talk a lot because it's true, the impact that a handful of teachers in particular had on my life. I really credit them with the job that I'm doing now. There's a reason why my social studies teacher was there to see me be sworn in as Prime Minister, because he had such a huge impact on my life. So I think we need to do more as a society, as communities, to acknowledge our teachers in that way.
You definitely remember the ones that had the impact on your life, don't you?
You do. I still remember some of the bad ones.
Correct.
But I had far, far more that were that had that positive impact.
And
it was only PE. It was only PE that I...
Oh, I think my PE teacher just gave up on me, which is probably the right thing to do. And just finally, before we have to let you go, the Wally Homaha inquiry.
Yeah.
This must be very frustrating for you, because obviously if you want something done correctly, it takes time. But as the clock is ticking, people get crotchety. So how do you think this is going to play out?
Yeah, and you're exactly right. That's the issue. This is a statutory appointment, so it is a significant appointment. I would rather have had all of the information in front of me at the time that the decision was made. There's a suggestion that perhaps that wasn't the case, and so that's why we're going back and we're putting someone to look at that process. Why didn't some of the information that's now in the public domain, why wasn't that available, and should it have been? We want to do it properly, though, because it is someone's job. It is an employment process, and on the flip side, the people have raised concerns. They've played significant roles in adjusting police culture over the years as well. So we need to give everyone a fair hearing on that. So we are going to do it properly, but again, as I say, it is frustrating. You want to really get it right the first time, and that obviously hasn't happened process-wise.
Do you think it will ripple out any further other than Wally Homaha, for example, Police Minister Nash? Are other people a bit fearful for their positions over this one, do you think?
Oh, look, the reason that we're doing this is so that we can give that faith and certainty and confidence that that everyone who is in a position of, power, acted in their roles as they should have. And so, yes, I think that this process will help build that confidence, but also make sure that we address any failings that were in the system, obviously, that meant that we didn't have information that perhaps we should have when we made the decision.
All right. Perfectly timed out answer. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks,
I look forward to talking to you in 2 weeks' time.
Cheers. Take care.
See you.
That was What's Up with Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.